This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. It is a Thursday afternoon. Shad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook with you. News Talk 830 WCCO. We have some technical challenges today.
Can I just address that right off the top?
Yeah.
Because I'm a little fired up. Has happened last week, of course, was Thanksgiving. And they did a special, right, over our show. We didn't have a show. Mm-hmm. There was a recorded special. And whoever set up the log in the computer didn't change that. So at the top of the hour here, it sounded really echoey because we had CBS coming down the normal pipeline and down the computer pipeline at the same time. Hmm. And I'm now noticing that it's still all this Thanksgiving special stuff is still in there. So I'm literally going to have to piece this whole thing together one chunk at a time as we go today.
And I assume that's your shocked face.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay. Here's another technical challenge we're having right now. Say hello, Adam.
Hello, Adam.
Dan, how does that sound?
Sounds like he's across the room.
Yeah, it does sound like you're across the room. So we're going to try this for a little bit on the clean feed. And if not, we're going to the phone. I want to remind people, the opening question is, Omicron is now here in Minnesota. You hear that news, and what is your first thought? Text or call 651-461-9226. Now, it's in a radio talk, but Adam, you're on a technical tool that we call Clean Feed.
Correct.
Tell people why you're on that.
Because I am home in my house because we have a positive COVID test in our house that I found out about yesterday late afternoon. So I, for the time being, I'm going to be home. I got tested yesterday. I was negative, but because I'm living in close contact with someone who has COVID, the protocol says I have to be at home. So that's where I am for the foreseeable future.
Fully vaccinated individual who tested positive.
Correct. Fully vaccinated. In fact, yes, fully vaccinated person who is COVID positive with some mild cold-like symptoms. But, that's COVID positive. And I tested yesterday, I'm going to keep testing to see, but I feel fine. And, again, we'll see what happens.
And it happened. Listen, there's no good time for anybody to test positive. Zero. Let's hope those symptoms stay just right where they're at. Don't go any farther. That's the most important thing. But you're also allowed in life to want to live your life. We've said that over and over again. This has never been a stay in the basement and never go out. What was about to take place last night?
Well, we talked about it yesterday. I was all excited to go to Jason Isbell last night with Jen. She actually bought me the tickets it was supposed to be last June. It was a late birthday present where she did the whole Good Seeds VIP package at the Armory. And, we found out, so we could not go.
It stinks. It stinks. When we think we're making progress, steps back. We still are making big progress in areas. It's confounding, right? It is just confounding that you, close proximity, one individual at your place test positive, you don't. I've told the story before, you know, at a point when in my life, two people extraordinarily close to me test positive, and Quentin, my youngest son, with lower immunity, whereas doctors have cautioned us. We do not want him to get COVID. We're worried because of his unique health condition that if he gets it, it could be a significant issue. Well, then he doesn't get it, right? I mean, it's just there's so many stories. There are stories of people who get it and don't have major conditions. There are people I know who get it, and they had very, very difficult conditions. No doubt it affects more people older, more people obese, other medical conditions. But if you think it can't get to you and can't get to you in a significant way, you're wrong. So I just had my booster, had my flu shot. Knock on wood, I've had minuscule side effects. My arm is just a little bit sore. There's no continuity in that either, Adam, because there are people who I know who are way healthier than me, just committed to health. And when they had either the vaccine or the booster, they were laid up day after day after day. And now the three shots I've had, I'm Pfizer. No arm soreness the first two times, and just very little this time. I'm just lucky in that area, completely lucky.
Yeah, and you mentioned the, you know, my daughter had it last summer, and I sat across the table from her for an entire meal, and we spent time together, and I didn't get it. And I know someone who's very close to me too right now who is living with someone with COVID, and they live in a small apartment, so there's really no, it's impossible to separate themselves. And this person has not had it for going on 2 weeks now. So, yeah, it's one of the great mysteries here that hopefully, you know, and down the road we'll find out why certain people were affected harder than others. But all we can do right now is just roll with the punches, like I said. And, yeah, it's disappointing and you sucks you can't go to a concert last night. But, you know, what are you going to do? You move on and you persevere.
Someone suggesting it's fake news that you're at home, that the truth is I've come up with a way to punish you for continually cheating on the show. I kind of like that idea.
Well, this is a good spot to be punished in.
I was going to say, I think you prefer that. So
yeah.
I don't know if that really is punishment. Texter, I've been trying to get the booster and can't find available appointments anywhere. It is a challenge. It is. I mean, I signed up. My paperwork showed me, or online it showed me, I was set for one date. Then when I went to the pharmacy, they had me down at a different date. I was about to turn around. They go, no, we'll work it in. So there can be technical snafus. And I was looking for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I couldn't find anything for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I know there are times when people just walk into a Cub or walk into certain places. You really just have to go to that vaccine.gov, Adam, and keep banging it and keep banging it and be willing to drive. And at times you can look and it's like there's no chance. And then you go back to it 10 minutes later, and also there might be seven spots that have popped up. So persistence, I think, is the key.
Persistence, and I Maxie must have been talking about it this morning because we got a lot of texts on our text line about it. And I saw a lot of texts suggesting that at Cub Foods, they were accepting walk-ins. So who knows? Maybe if you walk into a Cub and say, you know, I'd like my booster, they'll say, okay, come on in.
Yeah. If folks have had success a certain way to get their booster, let us know. That's another way to text us, 651-461-9226. DeRush is with us in about 15. Our great friend, Judge Kevin Burke, is going to join us. We're moving quickly, very quickly, to seat jurors in the Potter case. Kevin's going to join us on that. And our game show with Susie. We're going to need two contestants today. We'll get to a point where people will call in and participate. One will line up with Adam, one with me, and we'll go head to head because Laura is the only person in the newsroom right now, and she's got to stay on that side. Okay, let's get to your text and calls. Omicron is here. You think what when you know that? Omicron is here in Minnesota. You think what? 651-461-9226. 20 past 12, Hartman Carter Cook. Normal Thursday afternoon. Asking for your texts on the fact that Omicron is here. What is your reaction? I know you'll be pleased to see this one. You might see it yourself, too. Basically, stop lying. Here we go. Chad, please stop pretending there's a global pandemic. Yep, Adam. Millions have died across the globe because of this. Millions and millions have attested positive. Most did not have significant symptoms, but millions did. Millions are dealing with the long-lasting effects, and we're pretending. Do you get your paycheck just once a month to pretend on this? Do you get it twice a month? How does it work out?
I don't know. I haven't seen them in the mail. Hopefully they start showing up soon.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing how consistent people will be. And then, by the way, if you cite science, if you cite data, you're the sheep. But then if you act like 2 million, 3 million people didn't die, you're not the sheep. It's interesting. When I heard this today, Adam, my first thought was inevitable. Omicron is here. Inevitable. Did I think we'd be the second state? I had no idea. But we had Mike Osterholm on yesterday. We had Dr. Celine Gounder on. We've paid attention with other guests, not on our show. We don't know how significant, how transmissible, how powerful that Omicron will be. Let's hope it's closer to, what was it, Gamma, that didn't live up to the hype. Let's hope it's nowhere near Delta or even more powerful than Delta. Dr. Gounder and Dr. Osterholm both, I thought, were outstanding on it, saying we don't want to overreact. We're going to find out this information. They both thought in the next 7 to 14 days we would hear and find out and have more facts grounding our decision. So I thought inevitable. When you heard it today, what did you think?
Whoops, we may have lost him.
All right, well, I did establish the standard with him. The first time we lose him, we're going to phone.
Okay.
We're not going to be an experiment for things we're going to try for other shows. So just get him back on the phone, and we'll just do the phone.
Okay.
At this point, and we'll go that way. Texts coming in. A lot of people pointing out Cub is an excellent place to go for the vaccine, talking about their website. Some suggesting walk-in also. Why does the person who thinks there's no global pandemic even listen to your show? His intelligence is beneath the show. No, I'm not going to – that's dubious, by the way, on our level of intelligence. Listen, there are millions in this country who believe that. Millions.
Hey, I think I've got it back, but I can't talk right now.
Millions who believe that. I think it's sad. I think it's absolutely sad that people think that way. Adam, are you back?
He is not. No, I'm sorry. That was a different conversation. I forgot I had my mic on. That's my fault. I apologize.
Okay, let's just get Adam on the phone, Dan. That's the one thing we should do. And if other people are in there right now fixing it, tell them to do it during the break. Let's see. Walked into Costco last Wednesday, received both flu and booster. Outstate. Much easier. I am now more worried about the new variant based on the new information. Not surprised at all that Omicron is here. It was only a matter of, I was able to get my husband a booster shot in greater Minnesota easier than these cities. Got my booster today, so I'm not worried about the new variant. Second, on the difficult shot, can you get walls on to explain where the state can't open more public venues for walk-in shots. I'll say we've tried to get Governor Walz on for a while, and we've run into issues on this in particular. Two things. My level of trust definitely is less. 1 week ago, we first heard about it, but obviously health leadership knew about it well before. I don't believe there was some conspiracy and that health leadership knew about this a long time ago. Now, in this case, and Adam, I assume you're there now?
Yeah, I'm on the phone here. Here we go.
Okay. November 22nd and 24th were the times that this individual tested positive, right? Mild symptoms on the 22nd, saw testing 2 days later. So Omicron was here even before nationally and internationally we heard about it, Adam. And a lot of people expected that to happen, right? You know, that when we're saying, you know, this debate on travel bans sounds good, right? And if they work, it's something we can use. But if it's already here, how effective are they? I don't want to say just because one person has it, we eliminate that as a possibility. But part of the problem with these variants, or even when COVID first came, is by the time you realize it, to suggest that, okay, we'll shut down a country of our size and it will never get here, that's just not possible.
No, it's impossible, totally impossible. And especially when you talk about domestic travel now. I mean, this is a domestic travel case. So, you know, if anything, it speaks well to the Department of Health's testing ability and that they're this current with and the communication between agencies that they're able to test for this new variant and they were able to find it so quickly.
Okay, so when you first heard today, what did you think?
Not surprising. I mean, even yesterday, it's breaking news. Omicron found in U.S., but it's like, well, yeah, of course. I mean, it was only a matter of time. And then today, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's pretty soon there'll be dozens of more states today saying, yep, we've got a case too. So, yeah, it's not surprising at all and just kind of going like all the other variants did.
So let's talk about the White House is going to have another press briefing today. Well, they're going to have a briefing. Whether they'll take questions, I have no idea. Part of what the White House is going to unveil is private insurers will now be required to reimburse the cost of home tests for more than 150 million Americans who are covered by private insurance. I hear that and I think, great. Why in the hell wasn't this done, Adam, 6 months ago? Why wasn't this done 1 year ago? This should have happened so fast during a pandemic. And then I think, okay, reimburse through your insurance. I won't get all the details. But somehow my two boys who should be covered by my insurance, by this union that I love so much, were not covered. And I had to spend the last 2-3 months, no exaggeration, phone call after phone call after phone call, trying to figure out why Griffin and Quentin were not covered by my insurance. And the individuals I talked to were friendly and engaging, but it just was not getting done. So now I'm in the process of submitting and waiting for these bills to get covered. Reimbursement. I bet we could take calls from now until the show starts tomorrow on battles of reimbursement. Don't you think the better idea would have been just to flood this country with these tests, even if you made them available, even if the stores, the Costco's, the CVS's, the Walmart, they charge 25 cents if free wasn't viable. I just am hesitant on thinking, well, they're going to be reimbursed and how that process is going to play out.
Yeah, this, you know, the pandemic has exposed so much about our society, how it fails. And right up there is the healthcare system. So, you know, like I said, that's so many things have failed here that it's not, sadly, it isn't surprising that not only were, you know, the stocks of things we needed for such a scenario not ready, it's not surprising at all that the healthcare system is also trying to figure it out as they go. And shockingly, sadly, too, probably trying to benefit somehow from it.
And here's the last thing, and then we'll pause and get to DeRussia. For the folks, and those texts are coming in too, see this individual who Adam knows was vaccinated, and this individual ended up getting the getting COVID, and so it means vaccines don't work. No, it doesn't. It does not. Here's what it means is there was never any assurance from any doctor with credibility that you get the vaccine and there's absolutely positively no chance you're going to test positive. That never was out there. We are at a point where more and more people have reached a point when their immunity has waned. We're at a point now where we have multiple variants out there that are more powerful than the initial COVID-19. And there's another part of this, Adam, that Mike Osterholm will say, that Tony Fauci will say, and that we'll say, and other people say, there's just parts of this vaccine that you still don't know about. That every single day you think you have an idea, and it leads you somewhere else. We're in the process of this. No one has all the answers, but the data is overwhelming still on serious illnesses, hospitalizations, and fatalities, that you have a much better chance to lessen those possibilities, Adam, if you get vaccinated and you get the booster.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the fear of our house having a serious case where it requires hospitalization, that fear is not great right now. It's an inconvenience and it sucks, but, you know, if I don't get it, then I guess it wasn't the vaccine that prevented me from getting it. I guess it's just my genes. Who knows?
Yes. And you don't like jeans anymore.
Right. Yeah.
When's the last time you wore jeans since you called out the jeans industry about 2 years ago?
Actually, I wore them a couple weeks ago. I actually put it into the rotation.
Are you coming back on jeans?
I'm coming back. Yeah, they've made them more flexible and more comfortable than they used to be. So the jean community has advanced with all other clothing communities.
Very nice. 32 past 12, DeRussia.
What's that? I think I'm back on the other thing too. So Vip Dan.
Okay, let's try. Okay.
Off.
Okay, let's try it one more time, and we'll bring you and DeRussia back in the conversation when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is going to be mainly nonsense with Jason. We've already talked COVID. We're going to get to serious items throughout. Jason, are you prepared just for nonsense, or would you like to deep into the heavy stuff?
Well, I thought I could be here to give kind of the perspective on the anime convention.
You know,
kind of an alternative viewpoint of our first Omicron case. That's what I thought I would be here to talk about.
Do you plan on attending the anime convention?
I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun. Anime in New York City. You got to assume there is cosplay involved. I feel like this is being overlooked in this story.
Adam, would you like to be the individual who covers that part of this story, why this individual was covering the anime convention, and why weren't you there covering this for WCC Radio News?
Well, I don't think this person was covering it. I think this person was attending, correct?
Yeah. No, I think I meant you. I mean, seriously, I think this is a role you could play moving forward.
Well, what is anime? Is this some sort of sex thing or what?
Well,
oh boy.
I'm sure it is in some way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Every convention is if you try hard enough.
That's
I don't
right.
know.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of like the underlying kind of given with any convention.
No,
right?
That anime is like, it's a Japanese form of kind of animation, comic book type. Very popular.
Well, there's those guys.
Well, I want to go back to Adam's statement, though, which I think is true. Is the bottom line for all conventions sex? Yes or no?
Oof, yes. That's yes. why I'm not allowed to go to any conventions. My wife shut that down years ago.
Adam, are most people looking for a little something, something? What percentage of people when they go to a convention are looking for a little new something, something?
I'd say 1 in 4, 25%. Ooh.
Over. Darasha, yeah. Over or under 25%?
Well, I'll take the over and the under on that situation, but I think it's the over for sure.
Yeah,
40%, I mean, I would say.
Yeah. How are we doing with the convention business right now? If we come back at all?
Well, I'll tell you this. Can I interject there? I went yesterday to the Minneapolis Convention Center because I was informed. I thought that was still one of the places to go get a test. And
yeah.
I walked all the way down to the convention center and I was told no, that their testing site has been closed because whoever's there now, whatever convention is there now, is taking up all the space. So good to know that whole pandemic thing is over and we could close up the shop there on the testing site, that we could make way for the convention. Bravo.
That's not a small location, Jason. So if this said group needs the entire Minneapolis convention area, they're doing okay.
Well, I think Adam was misinformed at the convention center. That testing site has been shut down for quite a while.
Really?
How should we
said it was
Dan,
open
I want
on
you
the
to
phone. My phone said it was open. My phone never lies
Dan,
to me.
How should we feel that our news guy doesn't know this? This man is providing us with information about COVID, and he didn't know this.
Well,
separate that I also didn't know it. But.
Well, that's completely different, right? That's not your role. It's the news guy's
role.
Your
job is to opine.
Yeah. Yes. And the news guy, of course, one of the things we're dealing with COVID is the fuzzy brain, right? So maybe, you know, I know he tested negative, but maybe that's a signal that not all is right in Adam Carter world.
Are you sure you walked to the convention center? Did you walk somewhere else?
No, I'm pretty sure it was the convention center.
All right. Thanks.
Wow.
I'm a little perturbed. A little angry at you there.
I just looked it up, by the way. CHS is having their annual meeting at the convention center.
Who's having it?
CHS.
Now they're doing okay.
Yeah, I think they're
You'd think they'd have it over at the ball field, right? I mean, you got that place already.
Here's the thing about all of this where I think, like, you know, when the new variants come up and all of this comes up, I think regular people who are concerned and are trying, you know, I'm vaccinated, two shots, got my booster. You sort of wonder, like, are we at the point where, like, this is the stuff that's just going to happen? Like, are we supposed to just continue with life? Or are we at a point where it's like, hey, it's time to, like, maybe dial it back a little bit? I think that's a hard thing. If you're just a regular person trying to do the right thing, you sort of feel like, what do you guys want us to do?
Well, here, okay, if you want to get back to some level of everyday life, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to vote in this lame, stupid contest that we did last year because we're a bunch of dopes and name the snowplows. Honestly, what is wrong with people? Here are some of the plowy McPlowface.
Well, that
received
was That was
65,000 votes.
It's like a dumb internet joke. That's why that got so many votes, you know.
Ope, just going to plow right past you. Just under 30,000 votes. Duck,
good, though.
Duck orange truck, 25,000.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Did you see the name that one of my friends on Twitter had suggested?
No.
Chasen Dislusha.
Oh,
Chasen.
Right. Oh, God.
Dislusha.
Well, of course you love that.
Well, I wouldn't tell anyone to write that in, certainly, but, you know, if you chose to, I mean, as always, if called, I will serve.
Yes.
Not Jason. Chasen. Very
Chasen. Dislusha.
Pretty good.
Stop, please, for the love of God.
Is this your take? MnDOT can't. Maybe you could try filling some potholes instead. I mean,
yes.
Who cares?
Yes, that's it.
This is
exactly
all our fault. It's our fault for talking about it. It's not their fault for doing it.
I'm making fun of it. It's you and the other guy. We'll talk about it during his newscast, and you probably did 7 segments on it on your dog and pony show at 9 to 10. It's I'm not blaming MnDOT. Let me be clear. I'm blaming the dopes who took time, 66,000 of you, to vote Plowy McPlowface.
Well, I suspect they'll have a lower turnout this year. I think last year we were desperate for diversion.
I don't agree.
Don't you think it'll,
Carter,
you think it'll
do
be
you agree?
I think it'll be lower.
No, I think, and we're not the only state, I got it, and there are so many dumb things that fascinate me, so I can be drawn by the shiny object with the best of them. This just isn't my shiny object. Adam, did you vote last year possibly for the truck formerly known as Plow?
I did not vote, but this year I am planning on voting.
Oh, my God.
I didn't vote last year either, just because to objectively cover this story, I didn't want to have a horse in the race, you know?
I appreciate where you draw your ethical standards on Snoby Juan Kenobi.
That was my vote.
Oh, it's God. So you voted too?
It couldn't be stupider, but it's, you know, what are you going to do? It's like every zoo, whenever, like, they have a zoo baby, it's like, hey, you got to vote for what name it's going to be. Like, just name the koala.
Thank you.
See,
Adam?
I came around.
Yes, Adam. Would you like to vote for the next koala that we have at Como Zoo?
Not a koala. I'd save my creativity for a different kind of animal.
Like a sea otter, maybe? Baby sea otter.
Something that isn't so popular and cuddly.
Mm. And the names are always so predictable, too, with the zoos, right? It's like, this is the whatever word for peace. Or, it's always like, come on. Let's have some fun with it.
And by the way, can I just say, I am this hogwash about this convention center thing. It's it's open. It's still online. I can go next week and get one. They shut it down for CHS.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. They had closed it kind of at the beginning of the summer when people weren't testing as much.
Yes, but they reopened it.
All right, well, then I'm
who's
wrong. It,
who's misinformed now? Who's misinformed now?
Yeah.
There goes your...
I've got my – we have a terrific testing site in Brooklyn Park. Ours never closed, unlike
that's
the cowards in the city of Minneapolis.
Right.
Adam, that's a duck, right? I mean, he switched the topic.
It was a deflection.
Very good deflection, Congressman DeRussia.
And you want a snow you want a snowplow named after you?
I mean, I'm not declaring my candidacy here, but you know,
it's a pretty good name though.
I've got the Chasen DeRussia.
Yes, that is good.
Chasen DeRussia. Yeah.
It's just
so
nice
in other words,
DeRussia. You're like, okay, real guy.
Yeah, that's not good. What was like growing up? Let's say fourth grade. What was the name? The mean kids. So in fourth grade, that's when Mary Hartman was on.
Oh my gosh.
So right in that. So I heard that over.
Yeah.
And over. And over again. Jason, what was yours? That
so for me, it was Chasen DeRussia. You some kind of commie? That was it. That was what people said.
Oh, jeez.
The height of the Cold War.
Yes.
Height of the Cold War. A lot of Reagan-Gorbachev jokes.
I was going to say, he was attending a big Republican public school there.
Walking around with that Yakov Smirnoff t-shirt on.
Yep.
Adam, how about you?
Oh, come on. Yeah. Carter, the farter starter.
Sure.
I think that should be one of the plow names. Carter, the farter starter.
I did have a gym teacher who once, his name was Quitman Sullins. And Quitman Sullins was yelling at me. And he did it. He's a Southern gentleman. And by gentleman, I mean he referred to the women in our class as skirts. So gentleman, not the right term.
Wow.
But Quitman was yelling at me by going, A, Russia, B, Russia, C, Russia, D, Russia, get your butt. And then he started yelling at me. It was impressive.
I don't think you had a positive school experience.
Wow, I felt good because I wasn't being called a skirt. Like, how could I complain?
Adam, how do you think?
Was he smoking cigarettes at the time? And three fingers of scotch on the desk?
Late 80s, different, very different, different times.
Adam, if Siggy came home today and said the male teacher called me a skirt, how do you think you'd handle that?
Unless it was the ghost of Frank Sinatra, I think I might be a little upset.
Yeah.
I got one more, too. You know, my family car dealership, Bob Carter Ford, which used to be right there at Highway 494. It was Bob Carter No Starter.
Mm.
Catchy.
Yeah. I still want to go back to the convention center. And the convention center says, look, we care about Minnesotans. We care about helping you with COVID. Wait, hold on. We can make some money? We don't care this week. That's pretty much the policy, right, Adam?
Yeah, right.
Who was your source on this story there at the convention center again?
It was a security guard.
Well, I might want a second source before I throw the entire state of Minnesota under the bus on this one. But
there were two security guards there.
I'm looking for something a little more firm.
Dad, we have now established the news pedigree on the Noon to 3 show. If you run into one or two security guards and they give you a nugget, we go with it.
Look, those guys know everything that's going on in that building.
Yeah, they
actually, they know more than the folks that run the building. Right. So I trust Adam Carter implicitly.
Yeah, it's probably true. It's probably true. I'm you know. I like to check it out. You know what they say. You know, if your mother tells you she loves you, check it out.
I've never heard that before. I mean, that's... Again, I think it's a lot about your childhood that we need to examine.
You think,
all right, we got to go.
I sound very scarred today, yes.
I think you do. I think it explains a lot. We'll get a therapist in next Thursday at 12:35. We got to fly. There he goes, slushing Jason to whatever he was again. What was he again?
Jason DeSlusha.
Jason DeLusha. That's exactly right. I'll stop talking now. Adam, who are we playing right here, right now on CCO?
Sounds like Britney Spears to me, Chad.
Do you have a guess why we are playing Free Britney right now?
Is she coming up in the 1 o'clock hour?
I hope it's a home visit. No, she turns what age today? Britney Spears. Mm. Let's go. Roger Erickson, Charlie Boone here. What age is Britney Spears today, Adam Carter?
Britney's got to be 38.
40. Yes, ooh. There we go. She is
by golly.
40. Yes. Do we have other birthdays, Dan, or is that it?
Nah, that's all we got. We only do one on this show.
Benny Goodman would have been how old today?
Yeah. Here's another one. Among the dumbest morning bits, guessing ages, and 9,000 radio shows still do it. Dumb or not dumb? Adam Carter.
I don't know, but I mean, the goal of the shows is to get people involved, and you want people talking in the car, interact.
The game shows are massively popular right now. We're going to play a game show with Susie, 205 through 230. It's pretty much the same, right?
100%, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. Dan, were you mesmerized by, and by the way, it's way more than our station. Thousands and thousands of stations still today. You know, George W. Bush, his birthday today. How old is he? Do anything for you, Dan?
Not really, no. It's kind of an easy bit, you know. Today's birthday is pick five people. There you go.
Yeah. We do complicated, heavy stuff.
Yes,
here on
this show. No, nothing low-hanging fruit on this show.
Aaron Rodgers today. Aaron Rodgers. How old is Aaron?
156. Joe Rogan could tell us how old Aaron Rodgers is. The Potter trial is moving quickly. 10 jurors already. That's right. 10 jurors already. One of our go-to best legal guests is former Hennepin County Judge Kevin Burke. He joins us early next hour. Linda's construction time check is 12:58. Time to protect your home against clogged gutters. CBS and Laura up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!